This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV Show, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner joins us as well. Dougie is out today. He'll be back tomorrow, taking a quick trip down to Florida for some work. And ladies, we know the big stories. They are the two C's. We call them CNC Music Factory. Andrew Cuomo.
And didn't they actually have things that make you go,
Exactly. Right? And that's really perfect. The story of Andrew Cuomo's life right now. Things that make you go, we'll have details on that in a few moments, but I'm going to add another C to the mix. California is a big C that we can add to the list of big topics today, and that is where a big debate was held last night at the Richard Nixon Presidential Library. Some of the leading candidates on one stage for the first time to talk about the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom. It's not great to be governor of California or New York right now. On the stage last night, John Cox, Kevin Faulkner, Kevin Kiley, Doug Ose, they all made claims that Newsom had failed in his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, forcing businesses to close and allowing housing costs to soar. The people on the stage, ladies, it seems that the big issues that they have drilled in on as candidates, schools, school choice, that would be kind of together. Most parents now kind of waking up after seeing what their kids were learning over the last year with home education. A lot of people concerned about what's happening in the schools. Crime is huge. The numbers are spiking all across California. The homelessness crisis, which has been here long before COVID-19, and the cost of living in California. And many of these issues, as we're finding, are not necessarily political. They're not Democrat-Republican issues. They are quality of life issues, right? People want to be able to get up in the morning, go to a job, send their kids to school, expect some level of safety when their kids come home to play at night, and be able to afford a home. And these are issues that I think go far beyond just what Californians want. If politicians would get out of their own way, I think these would be the rallying cries from most Americans, just in general, to fix those key issues.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, right, people kind of, they vote based on what their bank account looks like, and the issues that are directly affecting them are the ones that they want politicians to ultimately talk about. So, sorry, Phil?
That's our house band sometimes.
Right. We have our own band leader. Yep.
That's
so,
right.
I mean,
Tonight Show, but different.
Right. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that's, you know, that makes sense. That's how people, you know, that's everything that affects you on a daily basis. You know, all those things, it's, you know, you want your politicians to pay attention to it. Do they always? Of course not. And that's, it's frustrating.
It's a lot of news outlets were out. In fact, some of I broadcasted before and after the debate for my local LA station, and then for all of Salem Radio's coverage of this debate. But CNN was there. I thought it was interesting. They hooked up to our audio feed at the beginning of the debate and just kind of listened into how we set this up. CNN was there. Fox News nationally was there. So it wasn't just, this hasn't become just a local story, because it is one where a state is kind of fighting back against the policies that are failing them. So interesting to see how that plays out. The election day for the California recall is September 14th. Just two questions on the ballot. The first one, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? If you answer yes to that, or even if you don't, you can vote on a replacement. And there are 46 candidates to choose from. A new poll indicates that Larry Elder, who was in the lead in all the previous polling, has someone new to worry about. And this guy came out of really nowhere. He's been showing up in polling, but only at like 1 or 2%. His name is Kevin Paffrath, and he is a YouTube star. His name is Meet Kevin on YouTube, and he's the most high-profile Democrat on the ballot. In a new poll that was just released this morning, he has 27% of the vote, followed by Larry Elder with 23% of the vote. That's a huge spike for Kevin Paffrath, and it kind of is an anomaly in what the polling shows. Three previous polls haven't even really showed him kind of moving the needle in any direction. So it's interesting to see why this one was different and if that kind of polling is going to continue. Have you guys heard of Kevin Paffraff?
Nope. I just Googled him, though, and I'm kind of trying to figure out how old he is. Because the first time you said YouTube, I was like, oh, okay.
And he's not that old, no.
California, let's see what you're doing.
Yeah. We have, we also have some weird, we have like a porn star on the ballot. We've got
Lovely.
Angeline, who if anybody has come to LA at any point since the
70s. Wait, that's the pink car lady, right?
The pink car lady, exactly right. She would rent out billboards. And I have this feeling, so the Angeline that's running is 70, but I have this feeling that there have been multiple Angelines, like they've died off. And
No doubt. Because Angeline has always been the same age.
About, but I want to like, look
decades,
into it now.
Angeline has always been a little bit older,
yeah,
super, super blonde,
a lot of
extremely wrinkled and tan.
Yeah, exactly.
And like for decades.
And this
like,
is a person on the ballot?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much to get on the ballot.
I love California.
Well, and this is true in most states. Like, the stipulations are not all that much to get on ballots across country. Each state has its own rules, but I think in California, it's like either $4,000 or $5,000, and then you have, or like 36 signatures. So if you can't find 36 people to sign your ballot,
right.
You probably should, or your petition, you should probably not be on the ballot to begin with. So easy for Angeline. She's on there. All you have to do is be an American citizen. You could run for California governor and not even live in the state, which is crazy.
That's
so we all have a chance.
Right. I know. So I'm sorry that the deadline has passed. Otherwise, many of you could have jumped in and tried to help save crazy California. So we'll see what happens. Interesting conversation around Gavin Newsom. He has to be worried also in this poll. Not only good news for Kevin Paffrath, bad news for Gavin Newsom. This is the first poll that shows the majority of Californians want him out. At 51%. Andrew Cuomo, another governor who is in a whole lot of trouble. What are the other C's today? He is facing now nearly 90 impeachment votes in the New York Assembly if he doesn't quit. Ron Kim, who lost family members to the COVID crisis, blames Andrew Cuomo for that and his policies on putting sick people into nursing homes. He is rallying the state assembly in New York. They say at least 86 assembly members, which is more than half of the 150, have said they are on board to pursue impeachment against Andrew Cuomo. The question is, are they going to be able to get there before election season, which is going to start up here in a couple of months, because Andrew Cuomo is going to be on the ballot next year.
I wonder if they're also influenced by the lieutenant governor, I believe, would step in, right? So
if he's impeached, yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder if they're also, you know, you have to take a look at, all right, well, if we move this guy out, then who else, you know, or what else are we going to be dealing with? I believe it's a woman, and I don't know her name. I don't remember in New York if the lieutenant governor is voted on or appointed. That's a question I don't know.
That I don't know.
But
in
she
California,
came out,
we vote on our lieutenant governor.
Yeah, she came out real hard against Cuomo. Obviously, she stands in the best position to take over.
And I think
even
she's number one. Letitia James and Kathy Hochul, I believe is how you say her name. She's the lieutenant governor.
Right,
she
Kathy,
says that
yeah.
She believes the accusers, and she has turned on Cuomo. She was supportive of him up until this point, but the new attorney general report coming out this week out of New York City says that he's a sexual harasser. She turned on him and says she believes the accuser. She's also very high on the list of people. When you look at the odds makers picking who will be the next governor of New York,
yeah.
She's number two, right behind Letitia James. So there's your update to Andrew Cuomo not resigning as of yet, but certainly the pressure is on. More up ahead. It's a DJV show at 15 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you. Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding your mind.
Never, never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
DJV Show, Doug Devin, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Dougie out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Did you hear about this Indiana woman who was accused of fatally shooting her husband and then taking an axe to his legs?
Oh, God.
This misery angry lady.
Not the victim blame, but what did he do?
Right. How bad was it? Yeah, so right. This Indiana woman accused of fatally shooting her husband also allegedly used an axe to partially dismember him, then asked for her kids' help in getting rid of the remains.
They turned her in?
Is Thessalonica Allen, that's the name, 34. She was arrested for shooting her husband, Randy Allen, July 27th. She did it in the bedroom.
Ooh, his name was Randy? I don't know.
You don't like Randys?
They call
Andrew Cuomo Randy Andy, you know.
Do they really? Well, Randy Andy is Prince Andrew. That's been his nickname since before Fergie. Yeah, I don't know. Randys just kind of make me think that, like, you know, I mean, apologies to all Randys out there, but I don't know. I just feel like there's some domestic violence in there.
Maybe, but I feel sorry for this Randy Allen. This one, okay.
Yeah, no one should get dismembered.
Police said that the children heard the shots in the bedroom, and they ran in. And the mother
ordered them. How old are the kids?
They're probably
pretty
young.
She's only 34.
She ordered them not to call 911 and sent them to their room until she figured out what to do. They're teenagers, so she started young. Two teenagers said that they were awakened in the middle of the night by the mother, who asked them to help drag their father's body out of the room and into their car, but the corpse was too heavy. After their mom came home the next day with cleaning supplies and an axe, she woke them up again that night, this time requesting help in placing the body into a tote bag. I'm going to say
this is unbelievable.
Therapy, right?
That's traumatic. Those poor kids.
I feel terrible for them. That the mom had plans to take the vehicle and the body to South Bend, as you would, and set it on fire. Now, mom was arrested. Police said that they received a tip from a Michigan man who is the father of one of the children. The man came to the Indiana apartment after I guess Thessalonica Allen told him that Randy had been beating the child. So obviously maybe there was some violence in there, but.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The hour. It is the DJV show. We're kind of dropping like flies right now because Doug is out today. Jen just left to go to one of her other 17 jobs. So Jay and I are holding down the fort. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and it's time to check in on what is trending. What's going on, Jay?
Well, the Washington football team is banning fans from wearing Native American headdresses and face paint. This should come as a shock to nobody.
Like, everything this team does is like 30 years too late. It's amazing to me. They still don't even have a name. They're just the Washington football team, which is bizarre.
It sounds very much like any soccer club. It's just the Washington football team. But they are going to be having a name. They don't know what it's going to be. They are going to, I guess some people were saying Warriors would be a good one, but they want to say...
I think that was their nickname, right? I think my husband told me that they were they've been called the Warriors forever anyway, so that would probably be a good choice.
Well, and the camp had said that they are going to stay away from anything that can even be remotely close to a connotation of anything Native American. They just want to completely distance themselves. When I think of warrior, I don't necessarily, my brain doesn't go automatically to Native American.
Mine either. No, me neither. So, I don't know. I think, I get it. They're, you know, like I said, they're 40 years too late on the name. It's bizarre. So, and with Cleveland Indians, your hometown, no longer the Indians, right?
Yeah, I understand dropping Chief Wahoo. That was pretty racist characterization. But the name itself, Indians, I didn't see a problem with it. The Atlanta Braves don't see a problem with that. The Washington Redskins, absolutely.
There's a total difference.
That was definitely problematic.
Absolutely.
So anyway, everybody on their email chain, all of these season ticket holders received an email saying, nope, you will be turned away. No headdresses and no face paint.
Well, I think that's a good step. I don't know any diehard Washington football team fans, so I'm not sure how the fans feel, but yeah, I mean, it's obviously the right thing to do. So the next story that's trending, I saw this yesterday on Instagram and I scratched my head. Tell us what the Biebs has done.
Is he living under a rock?
Okay, I know.
So
right?
I know that Justin Bieber does not have, he notoriously does not have a cell phone. He uses an iPad for things, or, you know, probably anybody else in his on his team tells him things. But he didn't really know about Morgan Wallen's slur scandal that happened earlier this year. And he had posted a now deleted video about, it was some of one of Morgan's songs, and he was saying that he likes it, and then he, somebody educated him on what was going on with Morgan Wallen. He removed the post, went to his Instagram stories, had this lengthy typed out apology saying he had no idea, he would never support anything like this, he sincerely apologizes to anybody he offended, and he also brought up his own past. He says that when he was a kid, he was incredibly ignorant and said some hurtful racist jokes that clearly were not funny. They hurt people. He takes full ownership of who he used to be and all of the ignorance in his past because he's a different person now.
He's grown a lot. I
he
mean,
really
we remember
has.
Him as like an 11-year-old kid, you know, but he has grown, I think, so much as an adult.
And not even the 11-year-old kid. I always think about that one time when he, I can't remember where he was at, maybe it was an arena after one of his own shows, but he had to use the restroom and apparently couldn't wait to get to one, and so he peed in a bucket.
Oh, jeez.
Like one of those mop bucket things that the janitorial staff will use. He just peed in one of those. I always think of that. But he has come a long way. And he even pointed out that nobody canceled him. Instead, people educated him, and that's what we kind of need to keep doing, keep the education going.
Yeah. So Morgan Wallen, he's a fan of Morgan Wallen's music, apparently, but he also is now saying, okay, I had no idea that this guy
or
had said such racist things.
Yeah, or at least he just likes that one song.
Yeah. Well, all right, so that's what's trending on the DJV show. We'll be right back with more. It's 28 past the hour.
Greenbox Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More data on Wednesday that the slowing of workers in America is weighing down the labor market. Payroll processor ADP said on Wednesday that private employers in the United States added only 330,000 jobs in July. That number was way short of expectations. A wind-driven wildfire tore through a northern Sierra Nevada town of Greenville, California overnight, leaving much of the downtown area in ashes as crews brace for more destruction Thursday. The Dixie Fire, aided by bone-dry vegetation and 40-mile-an-hour winds, burnt down a gas station, hotel, and many structures in Greenville, which dates to California's Gold Rush era and has some buildings more than a century old. Throngs of bikers are rumbling their way toward South Dakota's Black Hills this week for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. 700,000 people are expected to show up in Sturgis. That's about 30 minutes northwest of Rapid City, South Dakota. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill was moving through the Senate on Wednesday as Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledged to delay the chamber's August break until it passes. Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee tells Fox News this bill is an inflation bomb and will hurt lower-income people the most.
This bill is a massive inflation bomb being dropped on an already carpet-bombed economy. It can't take any more government. We've been pumping the government so full of money and that into the economy that it's causing the dollar to lose its value. This bill is sort of a reverse Robin Hood. It's stealing from the poor to give to the rich. There are a small handful of very well-connected wealthy interests who will get richer off of this bill. But everybody else will get poorer as we inflate the dollar. That's not fair to hardworking Americans. It's bad for Utahns. It's bad for all Americans everywhere.
Included in the bill is a $10 billion project to study if Americans will accept a per-mile tax on driving their car. The intrusion into our privacy via GPS shadowing could be devastating.
Without a massive intrusion into privacy and liberty interests that the American people hold dear. When you add this to all of the other problems with the bill, including the fact that it will make it more difficult for first-time home buyers to get into a home at a time when Utahns and all Americans are struggling with the high price of housing and health care and gasoline and groceries, this is not fair. It's not right. We shouldn't be doing it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Minutes past the hour, it's the DJ V show, and right now we've just got a V and one J. We normally have two J's, Jennifer Horn, and we also have a D, Doug Steffen, but they are both out in this hour. So I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and Jay, let's check in on the Olympics. So I was just curious, you know, we've been doing the medal count all week, and Doug, who is not here today, but would be very happy to know that we, the United States, are still number one in overall medals. China is, we have 90 total medals. China has 73, so we've kind of really pulled ahead.
Have a breakaway lead now.
Yeah, we've been neck and neck with China. Russia is still in third. They have 58 total medals. Great Britain's in fourth with 51, and Japan is in fifth with 45. So we are still behind China in the gold medal competition, though. But we're catching up. They have 33 gold medals, and we have 29 now. So who knows? We may end up having another very successful Summer Olympics, which, you know, I know we were talking earlier about the NBC ratings being just so low, because I also think it's a major factor of that is this, the time difference. Because if you already know, oh, and the other update, the U.S. women's soccer team took the bronze medal.
Okay.
So
at least we got something. I was watching beach volleyball yesterday, and the two women, the American women, are going to go for the gold medal match today.
Great.
And but it was just, they were on fire. It was absolutely astounding. Some of the events, I can know what already happened and still want to watch it. I still want to see it play out. Other ones, you're right, it's kind of difficult to be like, well, I already know what happened. Basketball, I didn't care for any to watch any of it just because we just ended our NBA season here. So it's kind of like,
well, aren't the women, the American women's basketball team, aren't they doing better? Because I know the men's, I think they got eliminated early on. But I thought I saw a headline. I didn't look into it more, but I thought I saw a headline that the women's team were still in it and doing pretty well. I hope
that
is the case.
That'd be great if they are.
In what is also...
Oh, yeah, the semifinal today against Serbia.
All right, cool. Kick some Serbian butt. One of the other stories that we've been talking about for the last couple weeks, of course, is Simone Biles. And this is also, you know, kind of in the trending category. But she apparently has spoken out about how the abuse that she suffered at the hands of Larry Nassar likely triggered the feelings that eventually said, you know, made her drop out of the Olympics. And essentially, you know, I think something must have... like she said, it's triggering, but something must have happened because we know the story now that, I mean, she had immense pressure on her.
Our country, pressure she put on herself, no doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the other thing is she also, you know, some people have said, well, she also didn't have her other teammates with her, Allie Raisman and I forget the other girl's name, all victims, you know, of the Larry Nassar abuse. So she also didn't have any of the other girls to, you know, to kind of, I think, lean on in that sense. I mean, not to take away from the current team, and she seems to be very much in tune with them as well. But what did she say? Did she give a new interview about this? Because I haven't really seen her speak that much about the Larry Nassar stuff.
So on her Facebook series, she had recently, her Facebook series is called Simone vs. Herself, and she had revealed that it had been trying times. She was sleeping more often than not because sleeping was a better option than dying by suicide, which was something she had felt. She wasn't going to be part of this Olympics, but she felt that if she wasn't, the whole Nassar storyline would completely disappear because she's the last remaining survivor of his, you know, the violations and everything, the abuse.
That's so incredibly brave to
to keep that conversation going.
Yeah, and for anybody, for all the losers who gave her a hard time and said, well, she's not really a goat if she had to drop out of the Olympics, you know what? She has more bravery in her little broken pinky toe than most people will ever have in their entire life. So, and then we find out this week that she suddenly lost her aunt while she was in Tokyo, and her family had to call her to deliver the bad news. Apparently, it was a very sudden, unexpected death. She's just
one of her favorite aunts, somebody she was extremely close to.
I mean, there's just so much tragedy.
It all adds up. And then she talks about, what'd she call it? The spins, not the spins, the twisties, where it's almost vertigo-ish, where when she's flipping in the air, she has no idea what's up or what's down. That's dangerous.
Yeah, yep. I'm happy that she was able to come back and do one more, you know, one final event. She did the balance beam. She took home the bronze for that. I think that there were some naysayers, obviously, some losers who want to criticize her. But I think for the most part, I think she had global support. And she did thank her fans earlier this week and said, you know, it meant the world to her to have that much of an outpouring of support. And I think that kind of gave her the confidence to get back on the beam and compete again. So I think that's great.
One of the things she did say is she didn't expect, there's always triggers when you're a victim of such abuse, and she didn't expect so many triggers to pop up during the Olympics.
Oh, it's horrible. She is so brave. So Larry Nassar, just to, you know, he was what was he?
The physician.
The physician, yeah. And he sexually assaulted and abused hundreds of girls. And so he is currently serving, has been convicted and sentenced up to 175 years. So, let's hope that, there's no appeal in that case, because that would just be, I couldn't handle that.
there's no way.
Yeah.
Or hopefully there's no way. You never know anymore. That's the sad thing.
I know. So other people in the news, Selena Gomez, who at one point was the most followed person on Instagram. I think she's still up in the top five. I know she's making headlines again, and she was talking to her about fans, and her fans have come to her defense. What is this story? Is this about the kidney again? The kidney
jokes?
Yes,
apparently writers don't have enough good material of their own. They keep coming back to making jokes about her kidney transplant. Like, have they not learned?
Why is a kidney transplant funny? I don't get it.
And that's her point. That's what her point is, her camp's point, her fans' point. Saved by the Bell, the reboot, had a joke about her kidney transplant. It caused a scene. They actually removed
that joke,
the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
they removed
quote,
the scene.
Joke. I mean, I'd put it in big air quotes. That joke was really a comment, like a conspiracy theory, that she never actually had the kidney transplant, right? So
Which,
that was
I mean, this was a
stupid.
Big portion of her life where she almost died multiple times.
It's
traumatizing. Well, another show, The Good Fight, they recently are, you know, there was a scene about them talking about different jokes that are not okay to make, and one of the things they had mentioned was Selena Gomez and the kidney thing. And while they were talking about it's not an okay joke to make, they were also making a joke about it in the sense. And talking about cancel culture, and could they be canceled for this, could they be canceled for that, could they be canceled for even talking about being canceled, all of those things. And the writers on The Good Fight and a lot of the crew are saying, no, people missed it, it clearly went over everybody's head, but Selena and her camp are like, no, just leave her name out of your mouth, leave the whole Selena kidney transplant stuff out. There's no reason to write about it. There's reason to joke about it.
No, not at all. And like you said, she almost died a couple of times, and her best friend gave her a kidney. So, I mean, this was a harrowing experience for her and her family. And I don't understand. Yeah, like, why would The Good Fight, which is a show that Doug really likes, it's a spinoff of The Good Wife. It's on Paramount Plus or the CBS, you know, streaming service. That audience wouldn't even know that Selena Gomez is, and that she had a kidney transplant. It's so weird that they even tried to like shoehorn that in to that type of a drama. That's very bizarre.
And she's been dealing with it's lupus, right? Yeah, lupus for so long, and that's what kind of destroyed her kidney. Sarah Hyland, another actress from Modern Family, she was dealing. I don't believe it's lupus. I think she has something else, but she was dealing with a lot of issues during the filming of that show. She even had a kidney transplant. Nobody brings her up about anything. Nobody's joking about her kidney transplant. Did she have one or two?
She had multiple.
She had a kidney. Yeah, she had a
she
kidney
got
transplant.
A kidney.
And kept, rejecting one from her father and her
run
body
from
rejected
her father.
That one.
And she went into a very deep depression, which is understandable because she said when you take a kidney from your parent and then it doesn't work, she said you feel like a failure on a level that very few people could ever even imagine. And so she had a really hard time with that. And I mean, not just like the emotional stuff, but this is an organ transplant. They have to put you on medication so that your body doesn't reject it. And sometimes it doesn't work, like in Sarah Hyland's case. But I don't know. Like, enough with the kidney jokes. Like, I think we can move on from that, right?
Yeah.
So another name in the news, Kendall Jenner. What is Kendall Jenner up to besides hawking her new tequila, 818 Tequila? I just gave her some free advertising. I actually have heard that it is a very good tequila.
That's what I've heard, too, that it's really good. I want to try it. I'm interested.
I haven't seen it in stores yet on the East Coast, but maybe eventually. Because apparently it's doing pretty well. It's certainly getting all of the Kardashians to post about it. So why is she in the news today?
An Italian fashion brand, Lujo, is suing her for breach of contract. I'm interested to see how this actually plays out. So Kendall Jenner was supposed to be part of a 2-photo shoot campaign series. She did the first photo shoot. She was supposed to be getting $1.8 million. She got $1.5 million. after the first photo shoot, she was going to get the rest after she did the second photo shoot. Well, COVID happened. Travel restrictions happened.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, the brand, the fashion brand, Lujo, was going to work with her and trying to postpone things. And then it just got to the point where I guess Kendall was like, nah, we're just going to squash this. So rightfully so, if you were contracted to do two photo shoots and the brand is trying to work with you to get that second photo shoot in and you're not willing to work with them, they have a right to sue you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Contracts are there for a reason. I think everybody's a little bit too sue happy, in my opinion, but they're within their rights.
Yeah. All right, well, it's 45 past the hour. We are going to come back. We've got another really interesting story. Remember R&B star Aaliyah? Well, it's actually been 20 years since her plane crashed and she was killed. And Jay's got some updates on her story. We'll be right back. It's 45 past on the DJ V Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Past the hour, it's the DJ V Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. So, Jay, it's been 20 years since R&B star Aaliyah died in that horrible plane crash. Why is she back in the news now? Is it just the 20th anniversary, or is there something new to the story?
Yeah, kind of multiple things. This year marks the 20th anniversary of her album, and her death. Her estate has released a statement saying that there are unauthorized projects in the works.
Mm-hmm.
A whole website, AaliyahIsComing.com, launched, getting people really excited that her music would become more readily available on streaming services. Her estate is, like, not so fast. But I think one of the most interesting things, there's an upcoming book. It is unauthorized. It's another unauthorized project. It's called Baby Girl, better known as Aaliyah, written by Kathy Iandoli. I'm not sure what part she has to play with Aaliyah, but she, in the book, alleges that eyewitnesses claim the singer wasn't even conscious when she boarded the flight. She didn't want to get on the flight. She was terrified somebody gave her a sleeping pill and then had to carry her onto the flight.
Wow. That's a serious accusation.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, this book will be available in a couple weeks.
That is a bombshell. All right, we'll be back with Chucker and our entertainment news. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
Have
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
53 past the hour, it's the DJV show. And no, you don't have to adjust your radio. It sounds like it's the Brady Bunch theme song, because it is. And Chucker is here to tell us, why are we listening to the Brady Bunch in 2021?
The question is never why, but why not? No. actress Maureen McCormick, who played Marsha Brady, born this day 1956, which makes her 65 years of age. But you just brought up a good point, Victoria. Would the Brady Bunch, could you revive that show in 2021? I'm going to say you really can't. It had a place in the time. And it actually was very popular in syndication for many years, up until probably 4 or 5 years ago. Just think times have changed so much. But they did produce two really interesting Brady Bunch movies directed by Betty Thomas, who was on Hill Street Blues. I thought she did a really good job, and those were pretty funny movies. Parody, half homage, very funny.
Yeah. And I was amazed at, I think it was Christine Taylor, who's married to Ben Stiller, right? Didn't she play Marsha?
Was. She did a really good job.
And one other birthday so much today, like Maureen McCormick.
She did.
Too.
I mean, she looked exactly like her. One other celebrity birthday on a TV show of yesteryear, Lonnie Anderson, who was on claimed to fame was a TV show WKRP in Cincinnati, a really good sitcom back in the day, turned 76 years old today, once married to the late Burt Reynolds, and I don't think that marriage went very well.
No.
I always thought she was related to Pam Anderson for the longest time. I thought she was her mom.
Well, you could kind of, I mean, there's kind of a similar look, right? Yeah. That's,
yeah, similar
that's
look. And she was, she was very popular during that run of that show. It was a good show, actually, WKRP.
Yeah. Well, so in other news, I don't know if you've seen this, but you know that show Yellowstone that stars Kevin Costner that people are just raving about? Well, it's already so popular. Yep, on Paramount Network. It's already so popular that they've now announced a prequel, and it's going to star Sam Elliott, Faith Hill, and Tim McGraw, and it's called 1883. So
it's a good cast. I love me Sam Elliott, and he's terrific.
Oh, the best. And Tim McGraw.
Yeah, he's really good. Like we were saying off air, Tim McGraw, I thought, was really good in The Blind Side. Jay mentioned that he was also really good as the drunken father in the original movie Friday Night Lights. He's a good, he's a pretty good actor.
He really is. I was telling the girls earlier that the first time I ever saw him, he was in that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow where she plays like the drunken country singer. Country Strong, thank you. So the movie itself is kind of like, eh, but the standout is Tim McGraw. His performance was incredible, and I never knew he was an actor. I'd never seen him in anything. I didn't know about Friday Night Lights, so I was really impressed with him. And Faith Hill, this is probably going to be her first foray into acting. I looked her up on IMDb, can't find anything, so that'll be interesting. They're going to play a husband and wife as they, it's a retelling of the Western Expansion, and Sam Elliott.
I got one other thing. There's really good buzz on the Many Saints of Newark, which is the sequel movie to The Sopranos. I read a couple of reviews that give the film an absolute rave. I was a huge fan of the 86 episodes, which ran on HBO. That's really, was my first forte into really serious television around 20-something years ago. I remember having the flu, and I binge-watched the Sopranos one afternoon, and I was absolutely hooked on that show. Same creator, David Chase, wrote and I believe directed this feature film, which hits theaters October 1st, same day as HBO Max. I'm really looking forward to the Many Saints of Newark.
And so I didn't realize, I thought for some reason it was going to be like a limited series. I didn't realize it's a feature film. But also,
yeah,
we should mention, it stars James Gandolfini's real-life son. He's playing...
Who's never acted before. And supposedly he's really good in it. Now that's always cool when you get a likeness in a sort of same voice pattern,
right,
as the original source. That's a good benefit to that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be. I think a lot of people are going to be excited to see that. The Sopranos,
people
still talk about the final episode. You know, it's still controversial. What happened?
Yeah, very much so.
But you know what? I still think it's a lot better than anything. I still harken back and
think to myself, when that originally happened, I thought my cable broke.
Everyone did.
I was so frustrated.
Yep.
Having said that, in retrospect, I know a lot of people were frustrated, but I do think that was a brilliant ending to that show. I do. And it was a good creative choice. Some people will always disagree, but over time, I like what the...
All right. There we have it. Thank you, Chucker. It is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.